Good morning. Howdy. Today, the 26th of January, we usually celebrate the memorial of two disciples of St. Paul. Yesterday, we celebrated the conversion of St. Paul, and we ended the prayer for the Christian Unity Octave. 8 days of special prayers for the unity of us Christians. And what I wanted to mention in this introduction is simply that because of the conversion of Saint Paul, from Saul, he became Paul, and who died a martyr, because of his efforts, his zeal in the evangelizing vocation of the church, he was able to do so much good. And one of these and those things that he did was the formation of Titus and Timothy, whose feast or memorial we celebrate today. They were bishops. He formed them, he taught them, he brought them closer to God, and he assigned them to be the bishop of certain places. He had fathered, so to speak, churches in his apostolic journeys. Like you can make a good guess from the letters he wrote as recorded in the New Testament. The church in Ephesus, the church in Rome, the church in Corinth, the church in Galatia, because he wrote letters to them. And Titus and Timothy were assigned by him to take good care of a couple of these dioceses, if you want, although they were not named like that yet. And we read in the gospel for today from St. Mark chapter 4. Okay, we return to the usual flow of reading the gospel of St. Mark, only interrupted yesterday because of the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. Jesus began to teach by the lakeside, but such a huge crowd gathered round him that he got into a boat on the lake and sat there. The people were all along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things in parables, and in the course of his teaching, he said to them, "Listen. Imagine a sower going out to sow. And here goes the Lord, trying to relay to his listeners, spanning all these centuries since the first time he uttered this story, until the end of time, this parable of the sower. A very common and well-known figure because of agriculture. The farming was very much important in the land of Israel because they had to produce wheat, they had to produce grapevines or grapes and so forth. So farming was very usual. And it's wonderful that he uses these figures, these imageries, so that he could get into the hearts and minds of the people. In this case, there was this sower who went out to sow, to plant seeds. Now it happened that as he sowed, some of the seed fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, where it found little soil and sprang up straight away, because there was no depth of earth. And when the sun came up, it was scorched, and not having any roots, it withered away. So the Lord explains, describes the different grounds, the different soil that the seeds sown by the sower landed on. Well, the sower sows the seed. No, he throws the seeds on to the air, and they land on different parts. So with these different parts, well, you have a different way of growing up. Some don't sprout anymore. Some are eaten by the birds. Some are scorched. And you know how sensitive these seedlings are, right? So the Lord continues that when the sun, some seeds fell into thorns. And the thorns grew up and choked it. And it produced no crop. And some seeds fell into rich soil and growing tall and strong. Produced crop and yielded 30, 60, even 100-fold. And he said, listen, anyone who has ears to hear. And I'd like that we all sort of clean our ears, if you permit me that comparison, so that we get to hear. The faith arrives into our minds and hearts through hearing. Well, hearing in its different forms. Well, there are the deaf. Well, they hear because they are able to read. Then they get to hear. But strictly speaking, it refers to this function of the ears. We get to hear sounds, words, sentences, paragraphs, essays, and so forth. And the Lord God sent his only begotten Son, the Word of God. And that is could be said to be a seed planted into the Word, in each of our souls who have come in contact with that seed. And the Lord sows different seeds also because of his different teachings, his different doctrines, and so forth. And they all of these land into us through the hearing. Most of the time, as history developed or went on, the church adopted many the different forms of communication, using the sight because of art, paintings, sculptures, bas-reliefs, and so forth. Then the preaching, the homilies during Mass, the sermons, and so forth, to reach, to plant seeds into our hearts. That's why if we do not listen, we will not get anything. As we tell our kids in school, when they go to school and attend class, we tell them to listen. To listen. When we attend a movie or see a movie, we have to listen. Especially interpret the dialogues coupled with the visuals and so forth. But listening is essential for the faith. So when he was alone, the 12 together with the others who formed his company asked what the parables meant. So he explained it. The secret of the kingdom of God is given to you, but to those who are outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may see and see again, but not perceive, may hear and hear again, but not understand. Otherwise, they might be converted and be forgiven. Because of listening, the process of faith, the process of conversion, of repentance, could initiate by the grace of God and the light of the Holy Spirit. So does the Word of God bear fruit in us? Or, as the Lord explains in this last paragraph, the sower is sowing the seed, or rather the Word. Those on the edge of the path where the word is sown are people who have no sooner heard it than Satan comes and carries away the word that was sown in them. Similarly, those who receive the word, or rather the seed, on patches of rock are people who, when first they hear the word, welcome it at once with joy. But they have no root in them. They do not last. Should some trial come or some persecution on account of the word, they fall away at once. Then there are those who receive the seed in thorns. These have heard the word, but the worries of this world, the lure of riches, and all the other passions come in to choke the word, and so it produces nothing. And there are those who have received it, or the seed, in rich soil. They hear the word and accept it and yield the harvest, 30, 60, and 100-fold. So when we hear this parable, we should listen. Am I being alluded to? Am I the one with so many worries in this world and we have given in to the lure of riches? That God, His word does not resonate anymore in me? Am I like this other seed falling on patches of rock? You know, my heart's so hard and difficult. The seed doesn't have any produce any root. So the word fades away and it's ineffective. Let's ask the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph to improve our dispositions in listening to the word. Let's not be scared. The word is supposed to bear fruit. When we meet God in the last judgment, we will have to answer. Because each of those seeds, each of the words of God, is an investment in our souls. Will He find a very good return on investment? Thank you for listening. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!